I am Dr. Y.
Jamie appeared and joined them.
Father will be down shortly.
He sat down next to Dean.
Pigs are one of the most omnivorous of creatures on the planet, you know.
Dean looked across the long table to his father for help, but Ryan shrugged his shoulders. Doc quickly came to the boy's assistance.
Do you know the roots of that word, Master Wayman?
You mean the derivation? I think it's probably Latin, is it?
Omnis, meaning all. Ferare, meaning to eat. Our word devour comes from it. Omnivorous. The Latin is almost exactly the same word. It means that pigs eat everything.
Including people.
We hunt them when we can, but it's dangerous for the horses. Pigs get in close and rake them along the belly with their tusks. Out fall the guts. Messy death. We would also hunt other prey.
Rainey stood, as did the boy, seeing Baron Wayman move forward out of the shadows that lurked like spilled night around the flanks of the dining room. Ryan also pushed back his chair, levering himself upright, looking around to make sure that everyone followed suit. Trader and Dean were the last to stand. Soon everyone was seated again.
What other prey, Baron?
You were lucky not to encounter a camp of scabbies near the sulfur springs. Not to mention the ragtag horde that has moved into the fringes of my land.
Ryan studied Wayman, able to see him properly for the first time. The Baron was older than you'd expect for someone with a son of 11 summers. He sat slightly stooped, with powder gray hair that hung neatly to his collar. He had a faint mustache and beard, with white eyebrows, pale blue eyes the same hue as Doc's, and a pallid complexion that suggested he rarely went outdoors. He was wearing a dark maroon jacket of brushed satin over a startling white lace shirt. His pale cream linen breeches were tucked into silk slippers of crimson and gold. He was unarmed.
Why not lead out your segment against him? Or send him out if firefights aren't in your field?
Since the death of my dear wife some 9 years ago, I have dedicated myself to raising Jamie, my only child. He has received the best education that Deathlands can offer, which is something of an oxymoron.
Doc?
A contradiction in terms. Like a trustworthy mutie. Or a silent woman. Isn't that right, Dr. Wyeth?
Or a smart ass.
Touché.
It is such a pleasure to have men and women of culture here at my ville. Is the food adequate?
Better than that, Baron. What we've had so far has been a real ace on the line for us.
I eat very little and drink only water. But I think it's time for the main course, Rainey. Give word and bring a dozen of the best claret out of the cellar.
Ryan watched as the Baron sipped at a bowl of clear soup, waving away the offer of the fish course, doing the same when a steaming saddle of lamb was brought in from the kitchens.
Were you married long, Baron? If you don't mind my...
Of course not. Why should I object to recalling the greatest happiness of my life? My father died young, and I became Baron at the age of 18. There was an arranged marriage with the daughter of a neighboring baron some miles south. Marina was then nearly 40 and not blessed with either looks or temperament. We tried for children, but she miscarried thrice.
That means she lost a baby 3 times, Dean.
Huh?
When Marina died of a venereal disease she had contracted from one of her dalliances with a sick man, I remarried. Jamie's mother was named Nell. She had visited the ville with her father, who stayed on as a farrier. After giving me my son, she succumbed to a virulent strain of influenza that was raging from poisoned water near the hot springs. And that was that.
I share your sorrow.
Then I feel pity and sympathy, my melanin-deprived friend. It is rare that I use that word. Friend, but I hope that you will at least stay long enough for us to explore that word and its layers of meaning.
Anything we can do to repay your hospitality, Baron?
Rainey tapped on the table with the flat of his hand.
The patrol didn't find any brushwood folks, Baron. Some sign of strangers and tracks. Could be a lot of them. Maybe Ryan Carter here and his friends might lend a hand with patrolling.
Go on a wreck for you?
JB glanced at Ryan.
Don't see why not.
You see for yourself that I do not enjoy the best of health. When a Baron becomes unwell, the word races through the ungodly and wolfish like a forest fire from treetop to treetop. So it is now. The shadows are gathering at the edges of Myville. A few bold friends would help to hold the darkness away for a while longer. Perhaps to buy a breathing space for my son to grow.
Sword at sunset. 'Tis just like being a sword at sunset.
Wayman nodded thoughtfully.
A fair image, Dr. Tanner, and one that rings a distant bell in my memory. But we can safely let that pass. Such weariness. Still, I feel better on many facets of my life. A companion for my dear boy. A little brightness in an arid desert of culture. And a sword at sunset.
Rainey showed them to their rooms.
I saw that there was a pair of couples. So there's a double for you and Christy and one for John Dix and the Lady Doctor. Others get to share two doubles and a single.
Trader grabbed the single for himself.
Good. You can do what you like. Come or go, be drunk or sober, sleep or wake. The Ville is yours. Talk about a wreck patrol tomorrow.
Rainey, we heard stories that Wayman was a bad Baron. Doesn't seem that way to me.
Like you said, the wolves gather when they scent a weakness. Wayman's not the man he was, and I know better than anyone how standards have fallen. Time will come when some wolf's head bastard walks in and plucks all the tender fruit off the branches.
Ryan sat on the bed, pulling at a loose thread from the patterned coverlet. Christy stood by the window, wiping away dusty spiderwebs from the leaded glass.
What do you feel, lover?
Sadness. That above all.
Yeah. I feel it too. Damn, I love this place.
Breakfast was every bit as good as the meal they'd eaten the previous day. Clam chowder that lined the stomach, followed by a fry-up of eggs and pork sausages, with a tureen brimming with crisp hash browns, a bowl of corned beef with a hot pepper sauce, as well as a huge patterned dish of grits with unsalted butter, fresh-baked bread with a range of preserves, and a pitcher of cold milk. Ryan watched his son tearing into a pile of hash browns, with three eggs squatting on top of it.
We could stay here a while, Dean.
That would be wonderful.
Jamie had poached the seat next to Dean. Once again, Ryan was struck by the similarity between the two boys, both with dark curling hair and brown eyes, both with the same kind of quickness, the sort of brightness of spirit that burned like a flame. The main difference lay in the types of education that the two boys had received. Jamie wasn't a soft child, but he lacked the essential core of hardness that was so self-evident in Dean. He had been taught reading and writing at an early age, as well as the principles of math and some knowledge of the sciences. His use of language was far more adult and sophisticated than Dean's, and he had also been taught far more history and geography. Dean's wisdom came from the school of life and hard knocks. Ryan doubted that the Baron's son had ever taken a human life, or fired a weapon in anger. If Dean cut notches on the butt of his 13-round Browning, there would certainly have been more than 20. Far more than 20.
Would you like to stay here, Dean?
The boy shook his head, sullen.
No, screw that. I'll stay with all of you.
Dean sliced into the eggs, letting the lava of golden yolks flow down the side of the potato peak. Jamie laid down his knife and fork in a perfectly symmetrical pattern.
I would so like it if you could stay here, Dean, even if it were only for a week or two.
Can't.
There's no real rush, son.
We have to move on and go all over Deathlands.
Dean glowered at his father. Jamie steepled his fingers together in a habit that Ryan guessed he'd probably picked up from one of his teachers.
You know, nobody knows why the old United States of America came to be called Deathlands. It became a current phrase sometime during what is known as the Long Winters. But there is no record of who came to use it first. I believe that it is now the name for our country all over the world.
How come you know so much?